Nolte, members of Biden's own campaign say he needs to drop out. By John Nolte on July 11, 2024. He needs to drop out, a member of President Joe Biden's re-election campaign told far-left NBC News. He will never recover from this. Holy moly. The leaks are now being orchestrated from inside Biden's own campaign team, and that's not the half of it. The set of Democrats who think he should reconsider his decision to stay in the race has grown to include aides, operatives and officials tasked with guiding his campaign to victory. Those who spoke to NBC News said the sentiment that he should exit and leave the Democratic nomination to someone else, most likely Vice President Kamala Harris, is widespread even within the ranks of the campaign and the outside Democratic entities supporting it. No one involved in the effort thinks he has a path, said a second person working to elect him. A third person close to the re-election campaign said the present situation, the question swirling around Biden's cognitive abilities, the dearth of fundraising, and more polls showing Biden dropping and other candidates faring better, is unsustainable. This person also said they didn't see how the campaign could win. A fourth Biden campaign staffer said, "The question for me, and a lot of us, is, who is the best person to beat Donald Trump? There are a lot of us that are true blue that are questioning our initial thoughts on that. This is the current lay of the land." On Monday, Biden released a letter to Congress that was basically a suicide pact. It told everyone that he has no intention of leaving the race, "You can't make me, so there." The subtext was obvious: "You are going to have to force me out. And if you do, you will tear the party apart." For a couple of days, that seemed to cool everything off. The anti-Biden revolution brewing in Congress evaporated before it began. But then, George Clooney, who is best friends with former President Barry Obama, dropped the New York Times op-ed calling for Biden to drop out. But it was more than that. Clooney humiliated Biden. "It's devastating to say it, but the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe Big F-ing Deal Biden of 2010. He wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. This is about age. Nothing more. But also nothing that can be reversed. We are not going to win in November with this president. On top of that, we won't win the House, and we're going to lose the Senate. This isn't only my opinion, this is the opinion of every senator and Congress member and governor that I've spoken with in private. Every single one, irrespective of what he or she is saying publicly. And that's when I started to believe Biden might not make it to the nomination. The truth is this: Clooney and Barry Obama are pals. And there is no way in hell Clooney would risk his friendship with Obama by going off the reservation with something this important. I not only believe Obama is okay with that editorial, I believe this was Obama's way of telling the world it is open season on Joe. Related, NBC's tour: we've seen, visually, a decline in Joe Biden over the past few years. Keep in mind that at that very same Hollywood fundraiser, Obama appeared to make a point of humiliating Biden by walking him off the stage like he was a learning challenge toddler. And now you have Biden's own campaign staffers saying he can't win? We are watching a political assassination before our very eyes, and there's more going on here than just the fear Biden can't win. After all, he is only a few points down with 3 months to go. No, there's something else. You can almost sense a glee in the political and media establishment in tearing this guy apart, someone no one has ever really liked. And if I had to bet money, I'd happily bet that Barry is orchestrating the whole thing. I almost feel bad for Joe Biden. Almost. Actually, I'm enjoying myself. Related, Dem Rep. Smith, don't think Biden can serve full second term. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.